now, the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
Wow,
that's DMX.
That's some energy.
That's DMX X to the Izzo.
You done been spitted.
You done been exhibited.
Hey, welcome to Monday Morning Papers, everybody. This is a show that we produce every week.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine, like the post office. For you guys to enjoy with your friends and family. This week's no exception, except for the fact that we have a very special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the founders of Monday Morning Papers, it's Mexico!
Hi, guys!
Yeah!
I made it on a Monday.
Oh, man.
It's nice to have you here.
It's good to see
on
you.
On this holiday Monday.
But it's a Sunday. Wait, it's a Monday.
What day is it? We can't figure it out. Somebody that's been trying to figure out this calendar all week long, it's Casey.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's here.
I'm confused still because I'm in day two of vacation mode. Vacation Casey.
Vacation Casey?
Yeah.
Has already started?
Oh, man. I've kicked it in.
What does that mean for you?
I don't know. I've done nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Been kind of.
Pretty much cleaned the studio up a little bit yesterday.
Yeah. Looks good. Amy did a great job.
Yep. Put Christmas lights that were all stacked up down here up.
Okay. Smart.
Played a bunch of video games.
Did a lot of walking into random rooms and kind of just looking around.
Yeah, like I need to do some something. Shit. Yeah. I was sitting there in the shower and I was thinking, I'm gonna paint the shower, aren't I? Or like the bathroom.
That's what I say.
Not
when
the
I go
shower.
Number
yeah,
three
that's
all
true.
Over the side of the shower.
Well, I
mean,
I'm gonna paint the bathroom, but
yeah, you didn't?
Not yet.
You going to?
Probably.
Why?
I don't know. But I'm trying to figure out when I'm gonna fit it in because in my vacation I've got two holidays and an actual vacation, so
right, you got a lot going
got
on.
A lot.
There's a lot of stress,
but it starts today.
It's the holiday season.
Like always, though, the week
it's
starts
the
with this show.
Holiday season, dooby dooby doo. That's just my jam.
Yeah,
that's my Bill Burr shout out. It's the holiday season, dooby dooby doo. You get stuck in your head. I'm Conrad, everybody, and if you haven't listened to Monday Morning Papers, well, you're an idiot. Because what we do is we inform you. We go to MSN.com. That's right. Ever heard of it? It's three letters.
Some have it.
I'm not saying NSN. I'm saying M as in mom or Molly or Margarita. M.
Mexico.
SN.com. Once we're there, we scroll. There's a scrolling banner of all the news stories that MSN has stolen from other places. And it's based on your cookies, man. So it's what you want to see. And we read those stories sometimes. Most of the time we don't. But we try to keep you informed in a different way.
Different.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, friend.
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you here?
I am here. I've already pulled up stories.
Oh,
he's
Chris Rock.
I'm just trying to be pro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Pro.
Producer.
That's what we're not used to having on here is pro.
Well, yeah, we do our best, but now that we got the pros in here, we can do this. Prozac, paint your bald spot.
Paint your bald spot?
I'm giddy. I'm going to have trouble getting through both shows. I'm just ready to push the button.
Yeah, we are doing a special recording tonight. We thought it was special. It's Sunday, if you haven't figured that out.
Right.
And So what we decided to do to keep everybody in the loop during this holiday season with the shows is we're going to do the Monday morning papers and then do a Christmas bonus episode of the Conrad and Jack show.
Yeah.
And everybody was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, guess
now.
What? I got a big news.
What's that?
I tricked one of them that wasn't going to be here into being here. So.
Who's that? Andy?
Andy says he's, give me a bit. I'm going to get around and I'll be there.
Ooh.
Boom.
So.
That's good. Okay. So now, Andy will be here.
Brian Scott.
Thank you. The only person that we may not have is Skin Man, who's claiming flu. So, but that's all for the next show.
I don't think he's claiming flu. He's claiming he's sick. Could be hungover.
Oh, that's true. It doesn't necessarily have to be
menstruating.
God related.
Which in his world, menstruating just means playing the flute.
It's. I would think out of
on a
anybody,
unicycle.
He would want to be here. So
yeah,
this would be a big deal for him.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't like his family, like most of us, so
right.
There's no reason for him to stick around that. And
right.
I guess he likes Randy. If Randy's around,
yeah, that's family.
We're second fiddle
right.
to that. So
we're second broken fiddle.
That's correct.
So
he may not make it, and this show is going to be kind of weird anyways because we are anticipating all of these guests, and they'll trickle in now as the show's going, but we were hoping that you know, it'd be a big cast, and we'd do a big special show for this one, and then do a Christmas opening.
It's so special, I'm drinking Dogfish Head.
That's right.
It's not dog head fish.
Blissfully it's, brewed.
It tastes
lime.
Slightly better. I tried it. It tastes slightly better.
Than Dogfish Head?
Yeah. It's made with black limes, which I don't know what that means.
Well, hey, we all know.
You am black lime. Mm. I'm drinking Ozarka mixed with gin.
It looks gross. Good.
It's not good, but gin rummy.
Well, it gets you. You're lubing the wheels.
I'm trying to lube the wheels. I'm trying to keep this show.
Some people grease
some high energy because
some
basically
people grease.
It's bad news.
You lube
since we walked in.
You lube. You're a luber.
I'm a luber. I lube.
And some people grease. You're a luber. We know that.
I lube.
Established.
I'm part of the Luber Brothers.
You lube it up good.
That's right. So Casey, do the honors. Do you see anything interesting today?
So far, not really.
Hey,
so far,
boys.
My day.
Hey,
I did have a good Cowboys pulled out a victory today. There's a lot of sports stories today being
gross.
Sunday.
Cowboys?
I know. Nobody else cares. Your Browns pulled out a victory, so that's big
that's
news.
That's not surprising at all. Those guys have been champions before. They're back on the pedestal.
I was going to say, they're on their way to the top. You had a story pulled up over there, Mexico. Go to yours. And
no, I mean, it was something I just clicked on. If you guys like that,
well, it's two great people so far.
Chris Rock and Louis C.K. I guess something's resurfaced from a 2011 click.
Okay.
Chris Rock and Louis C.K. and Ricky Gervais, which I don't know who that is.
Gervais, the guy that was in the original Office.
I don't know who.
It's spelled wrong. You know the British guy that was in the. You know when you tell people you watch The Office and like, oh, did you ever watch the UK
version?
Yeah,
he's got the night show. He does a nightly show.
Yes, he does the nighttime show.
And they eat donuts
comedians,
and cars or something. Yeah.
Comedians and donuts getting coffee.
Received the ire of Twitter Saturday evening, December 22nd, when a 2011 HBO clip resurfaced.
An HBO clip, okay.
So, of three men using the N-word.
Right. And so
in comedy,
Louis C.K. received the ire. Have you not? I've seen his comedy where he uses the N-word.
I think all of them.
I think that's.
I'm pretty sure he calls a deer a nigger.
Titled Talking Funny.
Yeah.
Which I guess was an HBO thing in 2011.
Yes.
Chris Rock calls C.K. the blackest white guy I know.
Yeah.
And explains all the negative things we think about black people. This fucker is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, because he can say things like that. He's Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Comedy genius.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
CK then responds, so you're saying I'm a nigger.
That's great.
Now, remember, when I say that I'm that's in quotes.
That's
in quotes.
I was imagining Louis C.K. saying
it,
not you.
Thank you. That's why you laughed.
Yeah.
And exactly. So that's
what
I was going.
Him saying it.
That's what I was going for.
Oh, no, then I wouldn't do that. That's not funny.
It goes on to say all three men laughed. Meaning
good.
The three, the great Grievous. Is that his last name?
Yeah, Grievous.
Yeah,
thank
Grievous.
You.
Ricky Grievous.
All three men laugh.
Now batting.
But then all of a sudden they add another guy in there because they didn't explain that Jerry Seinfeld.
Doo-doo.
All three men laugh, and Jerry Seinfeld also in the frame, because I guess he was on the show.
Good.
Is the only one who appears visibly uncomfortable.
Oh, don't use that word around me. I'm Jerry.
The group then discussed the racial slur.
I self-identified as uncomfortable.
And who is allowed to use it. CK says the N-word one more time before Grievous jumps in
and
says...
referring to tape.
Who says N-er
okay.
on stage? Question mark.
Oh, who says it in their comedy act?
I guess.
Something? Okay.
Who says the N-word on stage?
All
right. The outrage... was swift with many wondering why.
I'm so mad. No, I'm not.
We've actually got a take from DMX on this, and I was just.
Where the who?
He seems fine with it. What's up, bud?
Yeah, it's fine.
Many were wondering why Rock started the conversation and allowed two other white men to use the word. So, like, where are you at, Chris? Why can't you back this up? They're not allowed to say that.
Well, he felt pressured in the room. Oh.
Well, because there's the three white guys.
Yeah.
He might get beat up.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I mean,
they're friends.
You got
supposedly.
A Jew, Jerry Seinfeld. You got
a European.
European, which
is like another race.
Yeah, who cares?
Oin, the weakest of the races. I think we can agree.
Oi.
And then you have Louis C.K., who is, 800 pounds and just rolls around and is balding?
Yeah.
And
so you
Chris
don't have
Rock can't, I mean.
Can't take him?
Come on, Rock.
No. I'm sure
he wants to do movies and stuff with them, and he wants to be on Gervais's show. And
well, this is where we're going. This is what's happening. I mean, it's already we say that it seems like every week, but now that we've kind of bashed everybody into not being able to use it in new stuff, we just go through old tweets, and now I guess old produced HBO, so it's professionally produced show, and it got through there, and we're just going to get outraged.
Well, maybe
about
that
something that already happened on a show.
In 2011.
Yeah, 7 years ago. So
yeah.
We're just going to retroactively
so here's a couple
get
tweets.
Angry.
Here's a couple tweets from a white chick.
Okay.
When you're watching something disappointing, comma, then for the first time in your whole life, comma, find yourself wanting to give props to Jerry Seinfeld.
That's actually pretty good.
Which is good, because I hate Jerry Seinfeld. But why should you even type that in? I mean,
why... Oh, because he was acting uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen Jerry Seinfeld? Is there a time he's ever looked comfortable?
Correct.
His old show is about acting uncomfortable. His whole bit is.
Yes.
Fuck this bullshit.
Seinfeld really had to tell all capital word, letters.
Yeah.
Chris Rock that Louis C.K. shouldn't use the N-word. What?
Well, yeah. I mean, Louis doesn't know. He's just a black man in a white man's world.
And that was from a 6'1" black guy. I mean, I don't say that because, you know, of anything racist or anything. I just, his tagline is 6'1", but I don't hoop.
Yeah, he's not a baller.
That's not racist.
The picture is a
6'1",
black guy.
But he's not a baller.
Okay.
Right. Wow. Grievous? I don't know his name. I'm going to keep saying Grievous because I won't use his real name. And Louis C.K.
Gravas.
I think
it's Gracive.
There you go.
Gravasie.
Relishing Chris Rock giving them the okay to say
the word. Oh my gosh.
And Seinfeld was just like, and has a picture of, like his every surprise face on everything. His uncomfortable face.
When that word stops being used,
by,
I guess, comedians and any kind of creative event, anything.
Right.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Does that mean once it stopped, does that mean that, like, everybody's life is better? I mean, the people that are upset about it,
once
it's done, does it mean that...
We've successfully beaten racism at that point.
Okay.
Because as you know...
Which means what, though?
Louis C.K.
That everything's perfect.
But I mean, you still have... Like, say you work at Duckwalls.
Oh,
it's perfect. An Alco store.
Right.
You're already living a great life.
Right. You are. You're living a really good life.
Fantastic.
And you're selling CDs still, and there's singles. Sometimes there's an extra bonus track on it.
Right.
But, you know, every day on your way to work, you're texting and driving, and you're tweeting and driving, and you're seeing,
obviously.
You know, people use foul language and stuff, and it bothers you, and it's racist and stuff.
It's horrible.
So you get to work, and you're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And you make your money at work, and you're trying to move up the ladder. You don't know if you can.
Right.
But, okay.
But you try. You give it a try.
So then after a few weeks, you realize now you're driving to work, you're still texting and tweeting, but you're not seeing any of this.
Right.
And you're not hearing it.
Right.
And it appears all of that language is gone.
All the racism is gone.
But when you get to Duckwalls, you still just work at Duckwalls, right?
Right.
Yep.
So there's not like, and you don't walk in and sunshine's behind you and they say, guess what? The race is gone. You get $1 more an hour, or you get $5 more.
No, I think that
hour.
Is what's going to happen,
that,
right?
I read somewhere that's what's going to happen.
It must be what they think is going to happen.
Depending on, you know.
The people that get upset about it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say this, but it's depending on your race.
Right.
If you get a raise or not. That's not racism. I mean, that's.
Well, but I think that you got just as many. It doesn't matter what race. There's so many different races.
Will. I mean, it will. Once racism is gone and we can squash that, then we can actually finally give raises to the people that really deserve it.
Oh, is that what you think?
Yeah.
But don't.
And if you're a white woman going to work, texting and being upset about all the racism, you won't get a raise. But you should be happy anyway that some people are getting raises
right.
and that racism is gone. Like we do.
I would be happy.
If all the racism was gone in this world, I'd be ecstatic. And I wouldn't care if I got a raise or not.
I mean, you won't. I mean, nothing's going to happen.
No.
Any different than what's happening now. That's what's always confusing to me. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like there's this whole group of people, whether it be depending on which. There's a whole group, a section of society that
right.
has to self-identify with the group. They can't self-identify with themselves. So they have to be part of something.
Almost.
But there are a lot of people that aren't in any of that. They just want to look out for themselves and their family.
That's selfish.
And they don't self-identify with the group.
That's what that is.
And whether it be that you're super into it's a political group or it's a religious group or it's a sexist group or it's a racial group,
right.
whatever it is, they have to be part of it. That's what gives them a sense of identity.
Identity, right.
I think, though, that the misconception or the perception that they have once they reach whatever they're reaching of what they're fighting against,
right.
when they get to that point and realize that nothing really changes because what they were mad at didn't really exist.
Right.
I kind of think that it did,
and it still didn't change anything when it became the other way.
Well, if you take it into the women's equal pay deal, you know what I mean? That's a big one, too.
Yeah.
The women's rights or the pussy hat thing
sure.
and all that stuff that went on for a while. When it comes to workers, I don't think that a lot of times I feel that a woman looks at a man, even if they could be married to him, and looks and says, man, if I had his job, they would pay me less or something.
Right.
When if you had the same exact qualifications and you had the same education,
right.
everything being equal,
right.
you'd probably get paid exactly the same.
Right.
And that's what they show. I mean, that's a statistics that come out all the time that with equal education, equal experience, it's equal pay.
Right.
But a lot of times, I think that women think
Of people would be upset you just said that.
What I mean is when they get equal pay,
they do not believe that.
I think that a lot of people think that they're still not getting what the white guy got.
Yes.
Even
if you
could show them a pay stub and say, I should be getting what you get. This is what I get.
Right. Or
how are you happy then? That's what I think.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's this grass is always greener thing. And I think that a lot of people are jumping over into the green grass side. And when they're getting there, they're realizing, holy shit, you still just have to go to work.
Right.
Because I've been told my whole life that there's this white privilege thing that you guys are getting all this free shit.
Right.
And so now I guess I'm getting it, but it seems like I just have to go to work a lot.
Right. And it sucks.
Yeah. Like, I
want to go back over there.
I want to go to the other side because
please.
Now that I've been accepted to work here at Duckwalls with you,
right.
it seems like I just have to get up every morning and I'm making $9 an hour and I can't pay my bills and I was making more not doing anything.
Right.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want.
Where's the white privilege at?
But I mean, to your first point about identifying with a group,
right.
okay, everyone's like that because they're very uncomfortable being by themselves. And it's also one of those things, because of social media, this is my own opinion, that aren't you a warrior fighting for other people's causes? Because
a lot of that comes in.
You're not in X group. So you could be white fighting a racial group, or you can be a straight person fighting against, you know, gay oppression, or you can fight. Aren't you strong? And I think people really do, a lot of them, and see, I say the same things to all of my friends that would be considered to be oppressed, I guess.
Yeah.
That don't you feel like a lot of people that aren't in your quote unquote group, even though I don't see it that way, are just doing it for pats on the ass? I mean, you know what I mean? Does it make sense? And of course, if you ask them, you call them out on it, they're like, how dare you? I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. which you want to believe that's why they're doing it. But on the other hand, you just can't believe that's why they're doing it. You know what I mean?
You can't think that people going after a 2011 clip of Friends talking about, one, it should be enraging enough that there's four comedians talking about how great they are as comedians.
Right.
That's what we should have been mad at in 2011.
Right.
But we weren't, and we let it happen, and everybody laughed at it and went to work the next day and said, oh, did you see that last night? That was hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, it was
great. Them guys were so open about
But now, because it's 2018, we go back and say, oh, my God, how
did we let this happen?
How did we let this happen? And by the way, if you're going to chastise, and maybe rightfully so, Louis C.K. for fingering a bunch of underage chicks or whatever he did, and he got busted for that, just stay on that. I mean, I understand you know what I mean? It's almost like you get caught for that. Let's bring up
everything. But they
probably
found that looking for some more of that stuff.
Probably.
Yeah. That's what they're just trying
and
to
look,
wreck
look
somebody.
And look what else. And also, but this clip seems they're even more mad that Chris Rock didn't stand up and say, shut the fuck up.
They're madder at Chris.
Yeah. It's like, let's not be mad at this pasty fucking white dude that, you know.
Who's made his whole career off of being like the
on the edge,
semi funny black
now,
guy in the white
and I
comedies.
Say, yes. I say that, and I don't know. All I know is CK got in trouble for some sexist stuff.
And we've went through that before, and it's not anything to.
Who hasn't? I mean, it's guys. Yeah. Who hasn't? My thing is I said, and I'm not mistaking, that it was underage. I have no idea.
No,
it could have been.
It's not. I don't even think it was sex.
It's not.
Yeah.
It was
off
words. In front
it was
of
him
people,
beating
basically.
Off in front of chicks.
Comedians.
That may, at the time, because even
been
those stories
could have been,
been into it. And
right.
said, it was weird, but you know,
well,
we went with it.
Not.
Yeah, I flicked it.
Here's the thing. When you're of that height, I would feel as a comic.
Right.
You get in your own head a little bit. I could see myself probably doing this.
Oh, you would definitely.
What I'm saying is you get in your own head.
He's
you
done
say,
it in front of me.
What's next?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is if you're a shock jock or a shock comedian or whatever, like Louis C.K., because
he is.
He'll say nigger on stage. I mean,
that's what he
did. His own words. He said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's next?
Please stop saying it, though.
What's next?
Okay, Jerry.
Thank you for feeling uncomfortable.
It's a story that's in the news today about that word.
Right.
Okay.
And also,
don't get uncomfortable.
I think the biggest point is,
I'm going to be like Shaq.
Let me finish my point. Where do you go from there? You go having women comics sitting in there talking about something you're right for The Simpsons, and then crack a joke, and that joke just happens to be pull your penis out under the desk and act like you're either act or actually jack off. So, I mean, I can see that might happen.
Well, yeah. Like Louis C.K.
What's the context? Is it some hot chick that's sitting there and he just wants to really back off?
Right.
Or is he trying to bust,
is he joking?
A laugh out of the...
Well, what we said before when we talked about it was, in his case was, I believe, in his head he wanted to write a joke about this scenario, but he's such a realist as a comedian, he couldn't write the joke.
Without actually doing
it. Without actually doing it.
Right.
You know, well, he's not like these fake
news
people.
But he did
people.
It, and then he talked about it
on stage.
Here's
about
the
chick that he did it. That's what, yeah.
Here's the worst thing. We are talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get away from it if you're going to do, I mean, you can, but eventually you run out of shit to talk about.
Well, let's change it, because I want to talk about we were talking about a 6'1 not white hooper, and this guy's a 6'1 not white hooper.
Just anyway, I agree with Jerry like I always do in all my lives because, you know, he had the best show on TV. I think we can agree. And so
I can't do it.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Kramer.
Jesus Christ.
What sucks is the comedy genius that wrote that made another guy famous, and it wasn't even done the way we've got into that too many times.
Well, and also one of his cast got in trouble for saying that word. And then, I mean, it was around that time. So it was like,
it might have
no
been,
wonder.
I think he's even older than that when he did probably, that. But
when he did that, when I don't even know when Seinfeld ended.
Yeah.
I remember I threw a party because, like, I don't have to see that.
It was way before that.
Run
it was
reruns.
Like 04 or 05 that Kramer's at that thing. But
right.
That was kind of, I guess it's different because.
It
was,
is different.
He was on stage, not part of his bit.
Right. He wasn't part of the bit. He was yelling at a crowd member. It was completely different. And the fact that humans. Out there that are, I guess, tuned into HBO, like that's still a thing.
Yeah.
And see that, you're watching it because you're watching what comedians, you're watching all comedians. You don't think there's going to be funnies past, you know what I mean?
You know what nobody's ever said about the Kramer thing when he got in trouble for doing that saying that? Dude, was the guy acting like one?
Oh, right. Well, doesn't
matter.
You know
what matter. I mean? If he, no, how that, would Kramer even know you're on stage?
It doesn't matter.
That you're up there.
It doesn't matter,
because
though,
you're because acting you're like still, a fucking dick.
Yeah, but which then is, say that.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's what you just said. Okay. Quit being a dick,
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey,
you know.
I bet you rape babies and eat them. That's
I don't know.
Fine.
But I was... it doesn't matter how you.
No,
can't
I had
even
a phase
say, like,
in my life
were...
where I called everybody that. So again, we've.
No, you've called me
you,
that
100 times.
Yes,
yes.
It's fine. We've called each other that.
Yes.
And I go watch. Go
you
read,
should.
If you have a child,
okay, because
that's
you are
in
not
their
allowed.
Teens.
I have one.
Yeah, go onto
read
their Twitter.
Yeah.
Every one of them, no matter if they're white, black,
yep.
And maybe that's a good thing. Because
right.
They don't read this shit and
right.
Give a fuck.
Right.
It's nope. It's for some reason it's our age group, the 30s to 45s,
yeah.
That are thinking
completely
that there's something
up.
That we have to fucking
yeah.
Stand for because we don't have a war to fall back on
right.
Or
right.
We didn't invent anything cool, you know.
Right.
It's none of us, we didn't do any of that. So let's do something. Oh, we got social media. We have some sort of clout now. Let's make changes this way. That can be our stance. And they're fucking it up because the younger generation, right, now, they don't give a fuck. They don't have,
they
it
care.
Does not matter to them.
No.
They're all friends. They don't
right.
Think of it that way.
Right.
And it's they use it in the way that I'm assuming.
But if you talk to other people,
yeah,
you've talked to people that are the social justice warriors, they're saying, see?
That's the problem.
Right there? See how they're doing? That's because of us. We've made it not a topic. And that's what they'll actually say,
yeah.
And they'll stand behind it. When all of logical speaking people and thinking people actually know that if you don't talk about it, in the words of the best God ever, the man that found that little chess piece at the end of the rocks,
mm-hmm.
says, hey, just don't talk about it.
Oh, and Morgan
it will go away.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's from his own words. And I think he's right that if you treat everybody like a friend or whatever, if you think it's, you know, cool, if we're, I wouldn't stop calling Aaron right now. I call Aaron right
yeah.
Now. Hey, Merry Christmas. And inward, he would say nothing about it. Back
yes.
To you. You know what I mean? He wouldn't stop me and say, hey, you're
he knows
white.
What you are in context.
Because we're friends.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, it's different. You don't go to what you don't. I wouldn't go to you at a store if I didn't know you and say, hey, fucker.
Right. But okay, if me and you were going back and forth and we're on the same page, we're in a good mood. And I
right.
Say, hey, fucker, fuck you. You know what I mean? And you know I'm not mad, right?
Right.
And then also,
someone overheard
if,
that.
No, but also, if you and I are angry at each other and I say the exact same thing,
right.
We're able to know what the time I said it and we're being friends and the time
yeah.
I said it when I was
yeah.
Mad.
And I guess everybody else can't tell that.
And that's kind of how I treat the N-word because I remember growing up
yeah.
And my dad would say,
right.
My uncle, he's being this. And I was
right.
Like, Dad, doesn't that black, you know, can't
right.
Say that's not black people? He's like, right. No, it has nothing to do, at least the way he thought about it. It has
right.
Nothing to do with being black. It's
well,
how you're acting.
But
if
we don't have a
that,
say on it because we're white. You know what I mean? And that's the way I feel. It's
yeah.
Like, I can't talk about this because I don't understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that there's a lot of truth to that, but there's
it's
also
just,
a lot of bullshit to that too. Like, I can have opinion because I'm a fucking human.
I don't know. I guess the problem is there's so many families and I get like legacy families that have all this wealth that are white and
right.
Come from a history of
right.
At some point in their history being horrible, you know,
people right.
In their family line that all white people got lumped into that.
Right.
And it's unfortunate for the people that aren't part of families like that to be pushed into that group and just kind of have to stand there and take it. And I think that we've done a pretty good job of doing that. But at some point, when do we stand up and say, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
I have zero involvement. I don't know what I was born in 1984. I have what are you talking about? All
right.
I did was grow up.
Right.
And there were black people that could go to school with me and there was nothing going on.
Right.
We all grew up together.
Right.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
You want me to be mad and at myself and feel like I owe something? What do I owe?
Right.
Now if I was born into the Trump dynasty where I'm born into millions, I guess I can see the white privilege thing, but
sure.
You're using that as what everybody that's white is, and it's not
right.
Because most of us don't have that.
Right.
And instead of spending their fucking time worrying about that as their cause to be part of that fucking group, just shut up and go do something
yeah.
That matters
right.
To your family because
right.
This doesn't.
Right.
And that's just, but that
well,
people
I mean,
still get mad. They think
and that's fine. They are more allowed to say their opinion. I mean, that's fine. But my thing is as,
but they're using
a logical kind of person
to change shit.
I'm looking at them like, It's cool that you care, and I hope you do care. You know what I mean? I hope you do care. I don't think that what you're doing is helping. That's my own opinion. But then I dissect it even more. You just want attention.
Yeah, a lot.
And you want to be on a winning, you know, quote-unquote winning team. Or I mean, I don't know. Did you not play sports, or was you not successful in school, or someone didn't say good job enough to you? Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, you should think that. You should think those things you're blurring all over. And you should act like you know what I mean? Does it make sense? You act accordingly. But what I don't want is you to jump on a bandwagon. You know what I mean? The worst thing is these fucking white soccer moms blurting it out. Like, shut up.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you even know about the struggles of anybody else but than a fucking white soccer mom? Shut up.
Yeah.
By
the way, you have your own struggles as a white soccer mom.
Exactly right.
Talk about those.
Exactly right.
But if they're not there, then people have to feel like they struggle for something.
That's it. That's it. That's the key. But my thing is I can try to put myself in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
And if I was a gay man, or if I was this group, I'm looking at a fucking white soccer mom with the brand new fucking minivan and tooting around, doesn't have any problems.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shut the fuck up. You're not in this fight. Shut up. Does that make sense?
It does, but
it pissed me off.
But it gets validity because as the gay men or women, because they don't have the voice on their own to make the changes they want.
I guess that's true.
It's going to happen when eventually they kind of get everything that they've been fighting to get.
Right.
Where they're going to be like, okay, we got our stuff. Now shut. You can't keep talking. Don't talk about us no more.
Right.
But until they get there, they're probably like, I guess we need everybody on our team.
We need everybody, even this fucking crazy fucking cat lady.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like when you're starting a war against somebody, you don't want the fucking hair lip fucking retard guy playing, which I can't say either of those things anymore.
You can't say that. None of those.
But you don't want him on your squad. But it's like, I guess I'll use him as body, like a body shield. Seriously? Until this war's over.
All I have is a bunch of apple heads?
And then once we're like kind of done, I'm just going to pop him in the back of the head and move on.
Well, he'll go quicker anyway.
Yeah, I'm using him as a shield.
Where was your other, now you've moved on?
I'm sorry that
we moved on to a lighter story. After that, I needed to go lighter.
Well,
this is the Christmas Day Light special, and I just,
I want to buy these shoes.
You guys seem to have got worked up
for my mama,
on a race
please.
Issue.
It's Christmas time and these shoes are just her size.
Friends showed up together.
Say, can you hurry, son?
A man who helped make eating KFC at Christmas in Japanese tradition says the practice is built on a lie, but regrets.
What was he doing at KFC?
A Japanese man made eating KFC a tradition, but it was a lie.
That's a lie.
He regrets it, but it saved his business.
All right, go on. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, the Japanese tradition of eating fried chicken on Christmas may be built on a lie.
John?
The first KFC opened in Japan in 1970. The store manager, Takashi Okinawa, struggled to drive sales.
These chickens are fried, not boiled.
Hey, we're working your chicken.
I really like this chicken. We should have it every time.
We took the head off of the chicken.
Put a honey. We don't do
Customers didn't know what to make of the red and white striped roof.
I'm sorry, you're lighting this up. We just talked about racist issues, and now you're bringing this up?
Wishing guy.
I said I'm trying to lighten it up.
And on Christmas, I get a family, and we have a fried chicken.
Hey, John. How are you?
They're not doing it? It's a lie?
It was built on a lie. Unsure if his stores are selling candy or haircuts, Okinawa told Business Insider podcast Household Names.
Hey, welcome to Big. Can't do it. Welcome to Business Insider podcast. We're talking to Chokinawa right now about his views on fried chicken.
Go.
At times, he had so little money he slept on the flour bags in the back of the store. Christmas is
you
not
slept
a major
on flour.
Event.
Right?
Yeah, I did for many years. I sleep on flour. But then I tell people, Santa Claus bring chicken for Christmas.
So you're saying it was like a tradition, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of traditions.
In Japan, there's a lot, I believe. They do like...
What are your views on peanut butter? Go.
Not a Christmas.
Welcome back to Business Insider Podcast. We're here with Chokinawa right now. He's talking about his views on fried chicken.
55-pound bags of flour or the 20-pounders?
It was not so comfortable, but I sleep there many nights to pick my beers. I make a chicken. People say I make a haircut.
I see you're wearing wooden shoes.
What kind of candy you sell? Go.
I make a no-sell candy. I sell gravy, mashed potato, green bean.
Mayonnaise, mustard, chicken. Ketchup, go.
We do have mustard, ketchup for this chicken.
You have candied yams. That's a part Bob. Of candies. Go.
KFC Monopoly sold me good sales my first years in Japan. So I told people, Christmas make chicken very good, and you should buy my chicken.
What's your thoughts on Seinfeld? Go.
He not never come to my chicken store in Japan. I hear he use a rear.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Business Insider Podcast.
Really thank great, you. Really thank great.
You. I'm your host, Tom Dickfuck, and here's my partner, Jimmy Jackhead.
Hi, I'm Jackhead.
See, I just make one plug for a show. We sell KFC chicken. On
I'm
Christmas.
Sorry, Mexican.
Out of time. You're gone.
Chicken and
no time
KFC.
For plugs.
Okay, thank you.
Beep. Business Insider Podcast is brought to you by Marlboro Cigarettes. So smoke them if you got them, ladies.
So basically what this is this guy lied to a whole population of, hey, you really should have fried chicken for Christmas.
I feel like, I don't know. I've never eaten Japanese.
It
Japanese?
They love chicken.
Okay, I'm thinking Chinese. I get them mixed up. They Those both... fuckers have been frying chicken
all
for
the
years.
Yeah, and they're a larger population. Japanese is smaller.
Okay, Chinese, so.
Yeah,
Japanese,
they're on an island, okay?
Dirty
yeah,
knees,
equal-sized people, I believe, but smaller continent and population of people.
They also love the
Okay, you're telling me Japan's smaller than China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be on my spaceship.
The Chinese are the ones that pee-pee in your Coke. Remember?
I jibbo-jibbo.
Me Chinese.
We got a full cast of Monday Papers.
Me put pee-pee in your Coke.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about halfway through Monday Papers here, yep. And we got a couple new members
All
that
right.
have jumped in.
Show just got good.
Chip and Eric are here with their matching beards.
Woo! Yeah, practically
it's
the same person.
Don't touch chins.
He'll get entangled.
Turn it to an iguana.
Yeah, something would happen. Lightning would strike
I feel
or
corporate
something.
In here with my no beard. And
you look corporate.
Thanks.
You look like a fine. Fucking sellout.
I feel like a fucking sellout. Did you guys ride together or just show up at the same time?
I mean, we always ride together.
Well,
ride for the brand.
True.
Chip was just standing outside waiting for somebody to get here. I don't want to walk in
I'm
alone.
I'm not going in alone.
God, hey, Eric, you almost here? I want to get in alone. I don't want to go in there. You guys might be mean to me.
No, it worked out. Eric came by to say hi to my parents for Christmas.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, he just came by to give my mom a kiss. And
a little tongue action?
A little tongue action. You know, ask my dad how.
Kiss the old
what
whale
he thinks
eye.
About.
Hey, fill me in on the last rush.
And,
fill me in on the last rush.
Hi,
I missed
Eric.
It.
Come
I haven't
on
got
in.
To re-listen yet.
We're making kangaroo chili. Want some?
Oh, shit. Chip's here. Oh,
have
boy.
A bowl. Have a bowl. Here, take it to go. Put it
dad,
in the thermos. For
tell
you.
Me Chip was coming.
They're doing a convert me to Mennonite. What's it called? Boot camp.
Oh, yeah. Boot camp.
It's like the concentration camp.
Similar.
A lot
yeah,
less
running.
Okra.
Less running in okra.
Every Sunday night, I go over and eat fried rice, and we preach the scriptures and watch Muhammad Ali fights.
Oh, welcome to Mormonism.
Well, Chip's dad says, that's one of the good ones.
That's a religion I could get into.
Do we have any more stories here tonight for Monday Morning Papers?
I did have another one here. I have a...
top Christmas movies that... To phone to.
This is similar Christmas when father allegedly
number
said...
Number one, Home Alone.
Father allegedly said son got man card for participating in woman's murder.
Attaboy.
Man card.
Gotta
like
kill
that,
him young.
Man.
Let's give it a chance. I think it lightens up as you get going.
Oh, good.
Man card.
Heath Gleason, 35, and his 13-year-old son were arrested Thursday in the murder of a woman in something county, Colorado, according to the Albuquerque Journal. The boy earned his man card for the deed, the father allegedly said.
Deed.
You want to be a man?
Shoot that fucker.
Clean his blood
up. Shoot
that
bitch.
Much of the claims stems from the account by a 24-year-old male witness. Hmm. In an affidavit, he told deputies that he, the Gleasons, and 41-year-old victim Amy Garcia were at the Gleasons' home when they... went to pick up alcohol at her residence.
Wait, wait, wait. This sounds exactly like the plot of A Time to Kill. Right, guys?
It does. Which is the best Grissom novel.
I think this actually, they were trying to live it out. Heath said she went inside, and when she returned, their attitudes had changed. The man said he...
Hey, strange men, come on into my house.
He said they returned to the Gleason residence. The witness claimed Heath picked up a firearm and said, "I'll kill her." He stepped outside. The man claimed to then hear a gunshot before Cleason returned.
Oh, all right.
Done.
So it wasn't the Christmas story I thought it was.
That sounds sad, man. I thought you were going to lighten the mood. That's not lighting.
Well, I tried with the KFC one.
Oh, that's true. We did a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I guess it was light.
I don't know. I don't like talking about Japanese so near Christmas. All right.
But they were celebrating Christmas.
Yeah, I don't like talking about them in December. All right.
Well, if I can.
And if we are, it's not in the way that anybody wants to hear. All right.
That's true. It would go back into our first revelation of stories.
There's a lot of Clint Eastwood movies going through my head right now.
There's a lot
Have you got into sports news at all? Are you talking about bowl games?
Hey, let's make our picks.
Any big
ladies
bowl game
and gentlemen,
picks?
Welcome back to the sports desk.
We didn't talk about college bowls. We talked about NFL just a little bit.
Yeah, I guess the Cowboys won and the Browns.
I got a story.
Sure.
Tsunami.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everybody died in Indonesia.
Yeah.
On lighter news.
Moving on.
Merry Christmas.
Why meatless burgers may not be the healthiest choice.
It is fucked up that
They
said it's a landslide.
Yeah.
Dude, the Dixie Chicks sang about that fucking years ago.
Coincidence?
Coming down.
I think not.
Coming down. Right. That cross-eyed bitch knew what was happening.
Yes.
Thank God we took her off the radio.
Yeah.
But apparently in Indonesia that happened. A landslide happened, and I guess that
it was a volcano that triggered a tsunami.
That sucks, man.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Geologically, that doesn't happen.
Volcanoes are on land.
Thank you.
Tsunamis
are in water.
Well, they say, archaeologists say they're underwater, but who even knows?
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah, where's the steam coming from?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Could you see underwater?
I know
when I go into a sauna and I pour some water on some hot rocks, that makes sense. Like if I would pour hot water into a volcano, I would expect to see steam.
It's true.
But I don't expect to see a tsunami. You're telling me I'm going to pour a cup of water on those hot rocks in a sauna,
yes.
And all of a sudden,
tsunami.
Now, tsunami of sweat? Sure, I can understand that.
Which is,
but
apropos to your new workout DVD, Tsunami of Sweat.
Thank you.
It's just you sitting in the sun.
I know, I didn't really want to plug it.
What do you call it? I call it the landslide.
Yeah, I
coming
do.
Coming down.
It's kind of
that landslide. Coming down. Somebody that I have never heard of. That's 35. Got married to somebody else that I never heard of. That's 39.
Ooh.
And they did it sneakily. Newlywed tricksters invited 70 people over. And unknowing to guests, they walked through a lavish winter wonderland wedding scene, adorned with all kinds of stuff and an altar. The couple's front yard.
This is the chick from Flipper Flop.
I can't tell what's going on.
It's a show, I guess, she's on called Flipper Flop. I don't know where that's at.
Come to Flipper Flop.
Well, she married a guy named Ant.
Yeah. Married a guy named Ant.
Ant Anstead.
Here's a picture.
Hi, I'm Ant Anstead.
I don't know.
Anstead.
Oh, hold on.
I'm Ant Anstead.
These two up here.
I'm Ant Anstead. How are you?
So some blonde chick that married some... Oh, there they are. There's a wedding picture.
They look like people!
And so people covered it, I guess. So how...
It's an exclusive.
How secretive a wedding is it? If people got somebody from People was there, right? Or they just sent a picture.
Yeah, but we didn't tell them what it was. That was the secret part.
That was great.
What we did was we invited people, and we told them not to bring any gifts in case they wanted
But we did tell
but
them
we did
where
want
we were
gifts.
Registered. Yeah.
Also, she was wearing a dress from somebody else that I have no idea.
We're registered at Amazon.
So.
Andy's here.
So basically what happened was two people we never heard of got married in a secret wedding.
That we shouldn't have heard of.
You shouldn't have heard of.
And everybody knows.
And then that she was wearing a gown from somebody that you would have no idea who designed the gown. And they had
Eric
it in a
Buckley?
Place that you had no idea where it was.
Yeah, that's true.
They said, but I don't know where that is. And it made news. So there's a story for you. I think it's the best story ever.
If one of us could get divorced and then be gay.
A couple of us are working on it.
Smoothies. We're all working on it.
Halfway there.
And then be gay. We could have a secret gay wedding where we invite everybody.
Out to your mom's house.
Out to my mom's house.
Right.
And then
kick off the property, make the news.
We could make it.
Then we're, yes. then everybody would hear about us.
But
they
think you have to look like a supermodel in order for that to happen. Because
so basically, Casey and Andy have to get married.
That's true.
We could have fun games like Test If You're Gay. And like we could have you and Casey sit in chairs.
Right.
And guys could go up and kiss you and see if they're gay.
We could have
holes
in the chairs, in the bottom of them, that they can put their dicks up through and see if we enjoy it.
Well, I think he just lost the contest. Yeah. I think...
I didn't like that one.
Try again.
We could have you in one room.
Try again.
Chip's wife in another room.
Uh-huh.
You go have sex with each of you and then say which one you like better.
You put covers all over our bodies and right. Just
Chip's
have our
in one room
show.
His wife's in the other, huh? I'm in.
One more.
Buttholes only.
I picked Chip first.
One more quick story. They actually released a video of why the McFlurry machines are down. McDonald's.
I think that
did.
Woman ate one.
They shown it for about a week, and they had to take it off because it's racist.
Oh.
Because they said that two black women are going around eating all of the McFlurries at every McDonald's.
Come on, Eunice.
Damn those stereotypes.
It's not trans-inclusive.
And they look great. So, but McDonald's got some blowback, literally and figuratively, from the commercial, and so they had to take it down.
Thank God.
So, but, hey, you know what, McDonald's? Thank you.
Old blacks love McFlurries.
Well, that's what I'm saying is we all kind of
say that.
We all kind of knew that.
Y'all got any menthol flavored McFlurry?
Hey, listen here, Louis C.K.
Where's your porch at?
That's pretty much all I got. Other than that, this
ooh, the mama.
Grace's greatest car find, which we knew that. That's like a 1963. Probably a Stingray.
Holy shit, this was parked here the whole time? Goddamn.
It's been 50 years collecting incredible cars. Let me see
it's a Pantera. I didn't know it was worth anything.
It keeps going on and on.
I guess it's worth $500,000, but I can't sell it.
Whatever.
Means too much to me. I'm going to go back into my shitty one-room shack.
I don't want to spend the $5 in eBay fees.
Yeah, plus taxes.
That's how they fucking get you.
It's actually cheaper to keep it.
A 1940 Lincoln Continental and a 446 pack Dodge Charger RT. Not enough for you? How about a 69 Ford Tornado?
I'm sold.
Talladega. Or a Mercury Cyclone.
And we have this.
Dan Gurney special Mercury Cyclone?
Dan Gurney special. Oh, or a 57 shit. Chevy Nomad.
Chevree.
I've got
They're all here in one place.
Did they misspell Chevy?
Yes.
They did.
Yeah, Chevrolet Nomad.
It's a Chevrolet. Yeah.
It's a Chevrolet.
It's a Chevrolet Nomad.
They actually spelled
it. It's a Chevrolet.
Most people don't
Chevrolet.
Know that.
Chevrolet Nomad.
In 57,
they started to spell Chevrolet. Just
why? Chevrolet.
I don't know how to spell the rest of it. Why?
I do know how to spell Nomad.
Hey, thank
it's
you.
Actually a custom.
You know, a real car lover wrote that though. Writing
Dude,
this?
It'd be awesome if there was some super wealthy guy that could buy all these rare cars and then just fucking weld shit onto them and stuff. Yeah. Fuck them up. Do a show about that.
Right. Yeah.
Give me money. I'll do it.
Let's see.
There you go. That's it.
It's called Blick by Ride.
We got a 71 Lamborghini.
You done been blicked.
First one ever made. 101. We're going to be welding this unicorn on the front.
And go.
All the car dreamers out there are like,
What the fuck? Yeah, we get a lot of hate mail. Pretty funny. Anyways, today we got Elvis's Harley Davidson.
Let's see what we can fuck up.
We're
on
actually going to stretch it out and turn it into a four-wheeled vehicle.
Now it's a truck.
I'm going to put in one of the roller grills you see at the 7-Eleven.
It's going to be awesome.
It's the first monster truck ever.
I'm going to suit this 72 Plymouth Roadrunner up to get 54 miles per gallon, dropping a four-cylinder in it.
We're going to put it all
completely
electric.
Completely original. Numbers match.
These are bicycle tires.
Yep.
We're going to take the interior out of this thing and burn it.
Fuck
and
that.
We can put a foam pit in here.
We're actually going to rip all this body off because all we wanted is the frame. We're going to go with a nice polymer.
Completely destroy the numbers.
And we're going to make it a planter.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey, you want to keep the VIN number tagged? Nah, fuck it. Throw it away. We don't need
that
shit.
That'd be a great show, dude.
That'd be a great show.
I'm in on that one.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah, start the GoFundMe because that's $1 million.
That'll happen.
Well, we got to find the right guy. We get Trump Jr. in there. He likes to fucking piss people off.
Oh, yeah.
Tesla would love it because that'd just be more
kill an animal on every once in a while.
He hates fucking cars.
He hates gas guzzlers.
Yeah.
Fuck those things.
I heard his tunnel is, they're starting on that tunnel.
Are they?
Yeah. I can't wait for that. I don't know how that's going to work.
One that's going to go under the wall? Or
Step one's done. They have a cartoon about it.
I think that's how they started.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he's actually going to get rid of planes and just start doing tunnels
just
everywhere.
Just the Jetsons cartoon?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
The Tesla logos. Took us 2 years. Watch this commercial.
Check it out.
That's what it was. I saw the article. I was like, oh, they got a video. I was like, it's just a fucking cartoon, man. You didn't start shit.
Little people going on a manhole.
Where's
dropping
Wile E.
down,
Coyote?
Shooting off.
Wee! Look how fast he got there.
3 hours. I can drive there that fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're in a tube.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost $10
billion. You're in a tube.
It is cool to be in a tube.
It is.
Actually, that would you got to have room to move your arms.
Yeah, welcome back to Tube Talk. You know I mean, you definitely have to get, I mean,
hi, it's
gotta
be Barney, six, welcome back to
six
Tube
foot by
Talk.
6 foot is about right. I mean, all tall weirdo
I don't mind
NBA
being able to
lay down.
Spread my arms out and touch the walls.
Oh, yeah.
But as long as I can spread my arms out, then yeah. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I could probably travel anywhere. Like
why?
That.
In case we die. We have to die like that.
And I don't want to be hunched over.
No.
Not for that long. Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to reach your arm out and do the yeah. up and down the window.
Do the yeah. wavy thing. Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that.
Are there windows in those things?
No. It's windowless.
All right.
It's just an airflow technology,
well,
actually.
No, because I heard they have to be pressurized because you're moving so fast.
No, you're talking about the ones underwater.
Oh, right.
You're talking about tsunamis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ford tsunami.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're talking about volcanoes.
The Dan wow. Gurley for yeah. tsunami.
When they dig that tunnel, I hope it'll hit any volcanoes. There'll be a lot of tsunamis, right?
Well, there's volcanoes everywhere.
I know.
So, who knows?
Active and non-active. But
that's
who's
what I
to
hear.
Say? Those non-active?
Everything's a volcano.
Everything's active, too. They say non-active? That's bullshit. Drill down there. Let's see how.
Let's find
yeah,
out.
Let's find out how inactive it is. Come on. Everybody knows the devil lives
down there.
What do
you think fracking is?
Right.
Just volcanoing.
Just pumping shit in there, man.
That's all it is.
It's just nothing but Korean shit. That's where it goes.
You know, I learned most of my fracking from Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm pretty...
On Dogma or...
Not... Oh, post-Dogma.
Okay.
But I'm pretty knowledgeable about it.
Post-Malone.
If you guys ever want to do like a fracking show where we just talk...
Post-Malone.
Talking fracking.
Post-Malone.
Frickin' fracking.
Frickin' fracking.
Ah,
we could do that.
Frickin' frack. Oh, yeah.
Talk about equipment that you would use.
That's fine.
Best know. Ways, practices.
Best hand trials.
Good ways. Great way to get rid of wastewater.
Right, you guys have seen my DIY fracking, right?
Yes.
DIY fracking with
do you think you
normal
got
tools
in
your garage.
Hey,
hey,
how do you spell
I
that?
I can show you how.
Yep, that's gas. Yeah. You did it right.
Step one, chisel.
Do you got shit? Well, you got wastewater. Let's
two,
start fracking.
Plastic bag.
Step one, get your floor jack out of your vehicle. Turn it upside down.
Step four, call before you dig.
Have
it's
a friend
smart.
Stand on the back
these
of it.
These five unknown guys from Hayesville are making Halliburton scared.
Yeah, check out my new truck. It's a classic. It's got a horn on it.
Turn the love fracking
it.
Industry
I made this
on
cartoon about it. We're pretty close.
Yeah, it's almost
here,
off.
Read this book. No, it's a flip book.
No, it's
flip
just
it
like
faster.
Tunneling, man.
How'd I make my million? It's easy. DIY fracking.
In our cartoon, we dug into Tesla's cartoon tunnel.
It's about the same.
I don't know. I think I could do it. I mean, at least the video.
And the concept, yeah.
See, now all I can think of, all that's run through my head is this nice, this comic, a little commercial that Tesla yeah. threw out. We need to download that. Have Andy put devil, like a little devil around. You know what I mean?
No,
gas
no.
Gas coming out the sides of volcanoes, an underworld. I drilled in the wrong place.
Oil popping out everywhere.
Things you'll see if you look to your left. That's Satan.
See, when I think of fracking, I just think of I don't know. Total Recall, the movie where they're drilling in the ground there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Chicks on that. It's pretty hot.
I don't know. For every tunnel made, eight Mexicans.
Total Recall's
die.
Got a movie with the chick with three boobs.
Yeah. I know. That's
and you remember
why...
drilling a hole?
Well, I remember the three boob thing. I get to the drill in the hole
I've
thing right after the three boob girl.
All of
do they drill
Recall.
A hole in Total Recall?
Yeah.
What is Total Recall? Is that
you're
the...
thinking Trimmers, bro.
You're thinking Trimmers again.
Always. And I always call it different names.
Yes, you do. That's the only movie you've
that's
seen.
That's my favorite Tom Cruise movie, too. You'd think I'd know it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Right he's behind, great in it. Right behind Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Classic.
Feeling in the holiday spirit?
Speaking of Christmas.
Let's watch Ernest.
Put it on.
I've never watched all those Ernest ones.
Oh, they're great.
Ernest
goes to,
camp? Goes
to camp. I've
I
seen
think
that
I've
one.
Seen
that's
that
the
one.
Classic. That's yeah. the that's
well,
the
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Oh, that's a good one.
I haven't seen that.
Good.
I don't think I've seen
it's
that.
It's more
one.
Like Madea Family Christmas
yeah.
level of
yeah.
the Ernest.
Apparently, a lot of that was just like slapstick humor. You know, not for the
intellectual type,
not the comedy connoisseurs.
That's where Seinfeld got a start, though. So
he was Ernest, right?
Yeah.
In a couple of his later ones,
yeah.
That was actually some of his best acting. It was his best acting.
Yeah, I've never seen him act. So yeah,
that's true.
Nobody has.
Yeah,
still waiting.
I'm just glad he got uncomfortable when Louis C.K. said the N-word.
Guy loves coffee, though.
It's true.
So
and cars.
There's that.
And the environment. That's why I
like
bought all these cars.
Jay, him to and keep Jay Leno the together. Streets. They do a real good show.
I would love to take all of fucking Jay Leno's cars and then have Andy do
oh
whatever he wants.
Oh, that would be the show. That yeah. We're back show. In Jay Leno's garage. He's still tied
Here's
up.
Here's a 1939 literally. Bathtub Porsche.
Fucking demolition derby yeah. with Jay Leno's cars.
Yes.
We just ruin them all.
Yeah, we're actually going to weld three cars together and see if we can drive them at one time.
And we'll park them back in the same spots, too.
It's fuel efficiency because you shut one
so
of them
good.
Off.
If we got Seinfeld's Ooh. Car lot
Should we
and
go
Jay
back
Leno's
to back
car
or back
lot
or forward?
And we just fucking death raced them.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, we murder both of them?
Yes.
Man, that would yes. be an incredible
well, we'll pick
1 hour special. You-
Tune in next week.
You'd have to have both sides pick cars.
As Rosie O'Donnell.
And then we'd run races with other people. And then we come down to the last two cars
yeah.
each person has, and then put them in it and have them run the race.
And then have Arnold come out that big tank he got and just
yes.
fucking blow them
yes.
both up.
With a big cigar. And just, ha ha, joke's on you. Here's Arnold.
And people are like, is that real?
Hey, yeah,
was,
Arnold. Oh,
I think it was
different
real.
Arnold. Sorry.
Not the great show. Hey, Arnold. Don't bring him in.
So, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Can't believe it. You just brought the
I
show.
I learned down. Everything I know about sex from the
I
TV
know.
Show. Hey, right. Arnold.
Oh, man. That chick, she explained it all.
Yeah.
You talking about Clarissa?
Yeah.
Clarissa.
Clarissa.
Clarissa explains it all, man. Yeah.
That's the other thing we're going to start doing is just, oh, they've already started doing that, turning all the
old shows back. Yeah, Sabrina's back.
Well, and they're turning them into porn and bad shows now, too.
Well, Texas Rangers.
Something lit up. I don't know what that
Texas
was.
Rangers
Did you hear that?
Back.
What was that?
I don't know.
That's it.
He's outside.
And you Come gave
in.
It away.
Hello? Maybe it's Skin Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it might have been Andy.
Popping
Skin Man
in.
Christmas.
Andy's
I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Andy's here. Hey.
Oh. Jesus. Let's sneak up on something like that, man.
I have a list of the most magical places to celebrate Christmas.
Oh,
go for it.
Go.
Number
go.
One, Bear New York Ranson. City.
That's used in every Christmas yeah, movie.
Wrong.
Turbo
number
Man
two,
doll.
Tuscany, Italy. New All York right. City's above that.
Number
two. Three.
Well, you don't want to go to Tuscany on Christmas.
Not
though.
In Italy.
White Sulphur
no,
Springs, West
God.
Virginia. There's
Sulphur Springs?
Great.
Number three, Sulphur Springs.
Great, like shit. Great scenery. Smells like shit. Yeah.
Lots of
Number
French
five,
people, though.
St. Barth.
Coal ash covering
Saint,
ground.
St. Barth?
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 St. Barth? Oh, yeah.
That's
root beer?
Really nice.
The root beer island?
Great
Barth's. Barth. Barth.
Barth.
Barth.
Barth's root beer.
Barth's.
Okay.
Number four, London, England.
Bullshit.
What?
Maybe that was number five, because then it skips to Lapland, Finland, number six.
Oh, London counts for two.
True.
It's, well, it's London and England.
Number seven,
oh,
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Depends on when you go. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. It would
just,
be fun
just,
in Christmas.
Just for the horse.
Well, have you seen their buildings in Russia? They all look like fucking lollipop lands.
It looks like you're in Christmas.
Yeah.
Eight, Malta.
It always snows.
We want to be the lollipop guild.
They don't use a good picture.
Malta?
From, yeah.
Now these are just made up places.
Yeah.
Isn't that a vinegar?
But they do have.
Number nine, Nuremberg, Germany.
Oh, bull. You don't want to be in Germany on Christmas.
Hey, you want sad Christmas? You come on down
you
to
come
Nuremberg.
Here to Christmas.
Yeah. Oh,
they got
number 10.
They got
which
great.
Would think would be one, Bethlehem.
Wow,
creepy.
There's kind of yeah, kind of a too soon element
Israel?
To that one. Still,
still,
ooh,
is it too soon?
Let's go to Bethlehem, right?
I like Malta meal better.
It's women just laying down, spitting out demons.
Is that it?
That was it. That was the 10.
Who cares?
I guess I've been doing it pretty good.
Yeah,
I'd rather not. Be
I mean,
those
I guess maybe I could see Bethlehem if you wanted to go for the in-your-face Jews aspect, like Jesus's birthday. Huh?
We don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go to Germany for that? The
yeah,
Nuremberg?
Also, that's Nuremberg. That's why Nuremberg's number eight.
Okay.
Right.
And a great highway.
But
the story about why Santa
vinegar.
Wears red.
So. Little did you notice that it was Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, though.
Oh, that makes
true.
Sense.
Nuremberg, West Virginia.
No, it was, yeah, I was going to say it was Bethlehem, West Virginia.
Yeah, right next to Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
This article brought to you by West Virginia's tourist.
We call this the Christmas Corridor.
Hey, we got a Best Buy, so come on by. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Try next to screw up.
Check out the drones. We got lots of drones and phone cases in there.
Yeah, fly around.
Sweet.
Have your kid do it.
Take some pictures.
You did see that story about some dude that's flying a drone over some airport in Germany, I think, where he just every day goes out and flies his drone, I guess.
Yeah.
And just shuts the airport down because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Huh. I fly my drone.
I fly my drone.
Look at it. Take another picture of you. Look at all the planes down there.
You can't fly because
you're trying to taxi.
I'm a naughty human.
My tiny little plane keeps your big plane down.
I wipe my knickers and flying my drone.
And now I'm going to drop some chocolates.
Kinder eggs.
That would be badass, though, by the way. I mean, I'm just saying.
Chocolate drone?
Yeah. Well, and shutting an airport down.
Oh, yeah. Well, all you gotta do is...
Darby McDermott would lose his shit. That wouldn't happen.
Oh, Darby wouldn't happen on his watch. Nope.
They've tried.
Drone, yeah. Done.
German dude,
I got
dead.
70.
Yeah.
Chocolate eggs, eaten.
Yeah, you can't fuck with Darby's
get the
airport.
Fuck out of here. Nope.
That's why they have him.
That's right.
That's why he's making the big bucks. $16 an hour.
Yep. All those monies.
He's been there for 27 years. He's up to $16
an hour. Living in his mom's basement, he saves a lot of money.
Living in America.
It would be $16.07, but his last evaluation said he was a little too edgy.
I don't know.
I like my edge, though.
Well, and
I'll
he
pay
always,
7 cents for an edge.
He always rounds down.
Yeah, got to round
down. You ain't going to pay me over $16.50. You just pay me $16.
Yeah, he hates fucking half numbers.
Yeah.
Don't you dare insult me.
I'm Darby McDermott.
God damn it.
Hold on. There's a drone coming.
I figure everything in evens. You have to pay me in evens.
$2 bills.
Yeah. All in $2 bills.
Chris. That's part of the negotiation.
And
yes.
New.
Thank you. Do they make those anymore?
But to be honest.
Yeah. I get one every year for Christmas.
Really? How shitty is that to know that you're getting it?
That's awesome.
One's awesome.
Dude, if you're Vietnamese and it's the Chinese New Year, maybe it's cool. Maybe. Yeah.
It's just a tradition, man. I get giddy about my $2 bill.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Look, it's Jefferson. Look on the back. Oh,
and
my
then
God.
I go spend it on a lottery ticket.
They got a picture of Hawaii on the back.
Give me a $2 scratcher.
Fuck out of here. Stupid. That's not even a fucking state.
It's my lucky $2 scratcher money.
Dude, can we put Obama on the $2 bill? Is it time
that
yet?
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
I would do everything
like
in $2 bills.
Jefferson and Obama looking at each other.
Finally.
What's up with Jefferson?
Arm wrestling or something.
Yeah. Then you can keep the Hawaii stuff on the back of it. Makes sense.
Can't we get rid of every ex-president and just put Obama on all of them?
Yes. Good idea.
As long as Gerald Ford gets the $5 bill.
And you keep Sacagawea on that dollar coin.
Kennedy
please.
Don't get
Do
one
we
of
though?
No. And you're...
She let a lot of stuff happen around her.
Well.
You know.
Come on. Glass ceilings and all.
Well, she was part of...
That's why she's on a coin.
Carter
you throw
gets
them at
Lewis
the glass
Clark's exploration. I mean, she killed more Indians than she saved.
Whoa. Hey, listen. This ain't a history show.
I'm sorry.
It's in a fake history show.
Let's do our history show. Be-do-do-do, Jack and Bad history. If it happened in the past, let's let it be.
Way
it's the history
back.
Show.
Boo. Welcome back to Histories and Mysteries.
Today, we're talking about Sacagawea.
Oh, gee, man, they were looking out west.
Oh, that sounds as real as a Paso.
Legendary canoe builder Sacagawea met up with two white men, and after a suck-and-fuck session... She turned out
they,
to be...
They developed the first game, basketball.
Something they...
You don't have glass beads. You don't get canoe.
I just saw Ocean Brew.
She was half Asian. She loved fried chicken.
A lot of people don't know. I love fried chicken.
It makes someday Christmas I'll be on the better.
We're just, better.
We're just wrapping this whole show up in one little phrase.
Little bow.
Mm.
Bing.
Well, that's how KFC... became famous in Japan on Christmas.
True.
So,
all right.
Now you
that's
know.
That's history for you and me.
Thanks for turning into Histories
show.
And Mysteries.
Tuesdays on the Falcon.
Also, by the way, hashtag Andy's here. Which is
oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a favorite thing that Chip's ever put because every week I tell Conrad that Andy's here. Chip covered me this week.
Dude, you were in the middle of the story.
I was waiting all day for that text, too.
Yeah. Well,
it finally happened.
Chip covered me.
Thank you.
You did give it earlier. Andy's not here.
It's true.
That's the show, everybody. Have a good Christmas. If you listen to
thanks,
this.
Guys, for inviting me back.
Well,
on
this
Monday's
was good.
Papers.
This was. It was.
Oh,
it was,
by the way, thanks for letting me sit in.
This was an unusual Monday Papers.
Yes,
very, to say the least. But it was
four.
Great to have
top four
old cast back together. New cast. We've done a Monday Papers with the large cast.
Yeah, technically,
so that was good.
I quit. But I mean,
well, we fired you. You called
it's
nice you
no,
have,
I quit.
I mean, you quit.
Listen,
as I
nigger,
said, don't come
I
back
quit.
No more. That was why we did it because Seinfeld said, "I can't believe you let him say that, Conrad."
Yeah,
and so we had
sent
to
me
cut
a text
him.
Message.
Yeah, he listened.
Can't sponsor your show.
I forgot
anymore.
About the first thing we talked about.
Can't keep
now we tied it up.
Monday
in a bow.
Papers bumper stickers on my comedians.
Thank you.
Cars and coffee.
Well, so, as always, anyways, thanks for tuning in to Monday Paper.
Have a good Christmas. You're
sorry we didn't
talk
about
Monday,
sports, guys.
So it's Christmas Eve wherever you are, and hopefully you get everything you want. And we'll see you on the big show.
Paper boys.
Talk about the paper boys.